Hi gang, thanks for downloading this classic episode of News Fighters. Just a reminder, if you're looking for new original episodes of News Fighters, they're now over on the Irrational Fear podcast feed. So search for Irrational Fear on your podcasting app or go to irrationalfear.com for all new episodes of News Fighters. In the meantime, enjoy this classic News Fighters episode.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
This is News Fighters,
where we fight the news
so you don't have to.
With Dylan Behan.
Yes, hello everyone. Welcome to News Fighters on Holidays. Now, I'm on break at the moment, but I thought I'd take this opportunity to replay a classic News Fighters segment from last year that you may have missed. Now, in June last year, Russian President Vladimir Putin did his annual call-in show. It's like a four-hour big TV event where there's a big phone bank and people call in or video chat in and ask Vladimir Putin questions. And it's kind of this great example of Russian democracy at work. Anyway, I watched all 3 or 4 hours of it and I was quite scared by the whole thing. And I thought I would put it into a hilarious segment for you to see here. Now, this originally rolled out in News Fighters episode 75 on July 23rd, 2021. But there was a bunch of great content that kind of foreshadowed the war in Ukraine, the invasion of Ukraine, that didn't make it in the original segment. So what I'm presenting to you today is an extended version of that original segment from last year with a bunch of stuff that was cut for time that kind of foreshadowed what was scarily going to come this year. Here it is. I hope you enjoy it. Vladimir Putin will take your calls. Now, I know that I'm meant to be on holidays this week, but one of my favorite things to do on holidays is create all new episodes of News Fighters. So, indulge me as I decide to take a look at Russia this week. Now, you know Russia. It's the country famous for poisoning its political opponents, systematic sports doping, corrupt billionaire oligarchs, murdering journalists, and worst of all, the 2002 hit All the Things She Said by Tattoo. Now, Russian President Vladimir Putin has been more or less in charge for 21 years now, and despite all the dead journalists and opposition leaders, he has managed to keep one tradition alive, and that's having an annual over-the-top TV call-in show called Direct Line with Vladimir Putin.
The marathon phone-in session has become one of Vladimir Putin's annual showpieces. It's billed as a chance for the president to hear real people, real problems.
Yes, and this year was no exception. Vladimir Putin again turned up to a gigantic TV studio, which kind of looks like a space shuttle command center crossed with a call center where there's dozens of masked, I assume, volunteers on computers sorting through the hundreds of thousands of questions that everyday Russians have sent in to ask their dear leader, which you'll hear throughout this podcast episode read by the finest English language interpreters that Russian threats and intimidation could buy. So on this year's Direct Line, held at the end of June, everyday Russians finally got their chance to confront Putin with hard-hitting questions like this.
If all of your political opponents are dead, in prison, poison,
Doesn't that send a message that you do not want a fair political fight?
No, sorry, that was actually an American journalist at the Biden-Putin summit press conference in Switzerland in June. Here's some of the actual hard-hitting questions for Putin from Direct Line.
Mr. President, what is the secret of happiness?
What are your dreams?
What's your stance on diets? What kind of games did you like to play when you were young? Who irons your shirts and prepares your clothes?
Whoa, not sure how he's ever going to recover from that grilling. I mean, as Putin himself says,
accountability is key.
Yes, and as Putin also says about the Direct Line show,
the most relevant issues are being selected.
Yes, only the most relevant issues. I mean, it's 2021. It's not like the old Soviet days. Surely people aren't going to be phoning in with boring questions about potato prices.
Another question is about potatoes. How did this price even happen?
Oh, and boy oh boy, do not get Putin started on potatoes.
Yes, potatoes, carrots, something we use to cook borscht. Last year, we didn't have enough food products produced locally. We had potatoes, well, 12.5 million tons. And hopefully, we will have enough potatoes to cover all the needs. And by the way, in terms of wheat, we now are trying to hold the prices on bread.
Well, look, say what you will about the Australian political leadership at the moment. At least Scott Morrison hasn't also botched the potato and bread rollout on top of the vaccine rollout. Let's not put Greg Hunt in charge of the wheat harvest, or we could be in real trouble come hot cross bun time. And speaking of COVID vaccines, these were also a hot topic during the call-in show. See if you can guess why that might be.
Russia recorded a record 669 COVID-19 deaths in the last day. Infection levels in the Russian capital are on par with last winter, authorities blaming the Delta variant. But with only 14% of Russians fully vaccinated, vaccine scepticism is playing a role too.
Yes, hard to believe there's vaccine hesitancy in a country where this happens.
Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has been investigating his poisoning with a nerve agent. He's revealed he phoned the Russian spies suspected of trying to kill him to try to get them to confess. And one of them told him the poison was in his underwear.
Well, imagine underpants, and in what place?
The insides. The groin.
Yes, of course, in a country where people are literally afraid to put on their pants in the morning, they're also going to be scared to be injected with a vaccine that's made by the government that was miraculously approved before any of the world's other COVID vaccines and is named after Sputnik, the 1950s spacecrafts which crashed back to Earth and also exploded, killing the dog that was on board. It's a bit like if the Brits had named their vaccine Grenfell or mad cow disease instead of AstraZeneca. It's maybe not the association you want with a life-saving vaccine. And also in Russia, many are finding that they can't get vaccinated because you're ineligible if you've had COVID in the last 6 months. And that seems to be a lot of people, including one of the co-hosts of Direct Line herself.
And I do recommend to take a shot. And did you?
No, I was just infected and it's too early for me.
Jesus, COVID is so widespread in Russia. She talks about it the same way we talk about coffee. COVID? No, I just had one, thanks. Anyways, to get rid of some of this vaccine hesitancy, Putin finally declared on the broadcast that he has had the Russian Sputnik vaccine.
I need to be protected for as long as possible, so my decision was to get a Sputnik V jab.
Yes, Putin got vaccinated, so let's have a look at the footage of that.
As for the video, well, I don't think it's that important to record it all and then broadcast it nationwide.
Not important? But how do you expect people to have confidence in the locally manufactured vaccine if there isn't footage of you jumping the queue to get vaccinated with the expensive imported one? You know, like Scott Morrison did with Pfizer back in February.
The first Pfizer jabs were dispensed to a handful of the most vulnerable, those on the front line, and to inspire confidence, Australia's chief nurse and Prime Minister.
What we're demonstrating today is our confidence. I am supremely confident.
Yes, not confident enough to get the AstraZeneca one, though, it seems. So Putin said it wasn't filmed because maybe it was going to get injected into his ass, I think.
And if that would be not my shoulder but some other part of the body, would that mean I will have to shoot just as well? No.
Yes, Putin, the action man president, of course, has been filmed fishing, hunting and horseback riding without a shirt on, but now he's too shy to show you his shoulder on camera. Also, to instill confidence, Putin proclaimed the Russian Sputnik vaccine doesn't have any of those annoying side effects like those crappy Western ones.
There are no side effects. No nothing. No temperature rising up after the first shot. I didn't experience anything. Luckily, we've had no major side effects like we've seen in some other countries after Pfizer or AstraZeneca vaccines.
Of course, scientists say the side effects shown by Western vaccines are a sign that your body is generating an immune response, which will help you fight off the virus. But I also heard those scientists have been shipped to a Siberian gulag, so who knows what to believe anymore. Anyways, this whole sham of a call-in show goes for almost 4 hours. Can you believe that? There's not even any cooking challenges or celebrities in masks singing. And of course, being Russia, you know, nobody's ever voted off. Anyways, I noticed there was definitely a pattern to all the questions and the people selected and how they were dealt with through the whole thing. It kind of went like this. First of all, disenchanted Russians from across the country would ring in with local grievances about everything from price gouging to underpayment of wages to unpaid benefits to environmental degradation. Here's a quick cross-section of people's complaints to give you an idea of what kind of a failed state Russia appears to be right now.
Salaries of firemen should be at least as high as the minimum wage. Please, it has not been implemented correctly.
Could you please deliver vaccines to the Donetsk and Luhansk republics?
Many houses are dilapidated, and as for the roads, well, you know how the situation is all over the country.
The depth of potholes sometimes reaches meters. For example, in our municipality, there are two chemical lakes.
The sewage system is in terrible state. And we have so many problems. We would like your help.
Yes, help us, Vladimir, they say. We've approached all the corrupt local officials and they just ignore us.
When we try to contact the authorities, they tell us that everything is in order, everything is fine.
We have approached all kinds of authorities and everywhere we got the same answer.
I contacted the government, the governor and all the relevant offices, and no one can tell me.
And then Vlad says two things. First, I can't believe this is happening.
This should not happen.
The numbers that you spoke about are just baffling. It is illegal to deny him these benefits.
And I believe this was not the right decision to make.
Then Putin says, well, leave it with me. I'm going to reach out to the local authorities and make sure this gets looked at.
Now, we'll talk to the regional authorities.
And I assure you, I'm going to talk to the head of the republic about that.
And I will talk to the governor of the region.
That's something your governor should be in charge of. And I will make sure that he will be in charge of this problem. There is no such problem. It's just gone away.
Yes, it's all a bit reminiscent of the 1970s British show Jim'll Fix It, except Jimmy Savile's horrible and illegal abuses of power and children are eventually brought to light, whereas Putin will never be brought to justice because he controls everything. And who knows if any of these problems even get fixed. There's no Putin's Direct Line Revisited episode where they catch up with the original contestants to see if their back wages got paid or their acid lakes were cleaned up. Yeah, the whole point of this charade appears to be making Putin look like a benevolent czar devoted to fixing problems, or at the very least, not being responsible for regional issues, and then able to point a finger at corrupt local officials. And at the end of the day, that's all that really matters. For me, this grab kind of summed up the whole show.
We have over 2,200,000 questions, and a lot of them concern the waste disposal.
Yes, waste disposal, which is also where I wish I could put this TV show after wasting 4 hours of my life watching it. But being a live TV event, things didn't go entirely as Putin planned, as someone ringing up did go off script to ask a question about some unpaid benefits, and boy oh boy, did they get a good shouting at from one of the hosts.
I was eligible for some benefits, but then I was stripped of this status. Sorry, but you sent in a question about rehab after coronavirus. Yes, both.
Yes, if I was that guy, I would be checking my underpants very carefully for the next 20 years. But it wasn't all potholes and potatoes. The show also gave some insight into Putin's aims for the future of Russia. And boy, oh boy, it seems like he might be interested in invading all of Ukraine after he annexed Crimea in 2014. Because, you know, history?
I said it many times and I will say it again. The Ukrainians and the Russians, that's one people, one nation. That this disintegration brings no good. It makes you weaker. Reason number two, there are some external factors here. The Russian people, we've seen a lot of attempts to disintegrate us.
Some people just don't know history that well.
People have little interest about history. They live in their own small bubbles. I don't think the Ukrainian people is in any way unfriendly. No, we are one single entity.
Well, that sure sounds a bit expansionist and war-y. Putin also defended his 2014 invasion of Crimea by saying that the Western sanctions that came after it have made Russia more independent and better.
They say that they can impose sanctions on our bonds, on state loans. Well, this has its own advantages. We've adapted to these sanctions pressure. To some extent, it acted in our benefit. The substitution of foreign goods is just one example. We have now our own food products and our own equipment locally produced in Russia. So some of the sectors have been given a huge boost.
Yeah, thanks to those sanctions, world-famous Russian luxury goods are now exported all around the world. Have you heard how expensive their potatoes are? And despite all the questions that made Russia sound like a medieval feudalist agrarian farming society, Putin claimed,
"We live in a high-tech, state-of-the-art technology world."
Yes, Russia is so high-tech that the annual Direct Line call-in show was plagued by more technical malfunctions than Antony Green's worst-ever nightmares.
I'm sorry. Let's take another call first from Omsk. It seems we have technical difficulties. We'll try to call her back. Elena, can you hear us? Okay, that's not working again. Dmitry, I'm sorry. Please turn off your TV so we can hear you better. All right. The technical difficulties continue. It seems that there are some magnetic disturbances or something, because we seem to be having technical difficulties all around.
Geez, you only normally see that many technical difficulties when the ABC here in Australia attempts to do an outdoor broadcast.
Chris Richardson, what sort of picture does this budget paint for the road ahead on things like wages, jobs growth and so forth? Chris Richardson, can you hear me?
I can indeed, Lee. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. The upcoming election.
Sorry, I missed that question.
Andrew Praben, are you with me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Lee, I missed that question. I couldn't hear you.
But of course, the host told us it wasn't technical difficulties plaguing Putin's call-in show. No. It was those pesky hackers.
We've been having so many technical problems. We are being hacked. We're having a DDoS attack.
Are you joking?
No, it's all true.
So in the region of Kuzbass, they have their own hackers, it seems.
So we're going to restart all the systems and hope everything goes well.
Yes, of course, hackers are always foiled by switching your equipment off and on again. And I'll tell you what, those Russian hackers must really be bored if they're attacking their own leader's call-in show. That or they're just in training for the Australian census next month. Anyways, at the end of the almost four-hour whinge fest where nothing got fixed and many annoyed fingers were waved, it was all declared a massive success.
Okay, just a couple of words about how much our volunteers have accomplished during this direct Q&A session. They helped with deliveries of medical equipment. They helped with sawing down the tree that was dangerous for local residents, and so on and so forth. So as we see, this is what happens every year when people start reporting the problems they have. Everything starts going into motion and officials are taking action.
Yeah, guys, don't you know? This is exactly how a representative and accountable modern democracy is supposed to work. Everything is in a perpetual state of inertia, plagued by corruption and on the brink of collapse until, thanks to you calling into a bombastic, over-the-top annual TV show, you finally get your tree cut down and some medicine delivered. And so with direct line over for another year, Russia is perfect once again. But with Putin recently abolishing his own term limits, on top of outlawing the main political opposition, well, you know it's going to be a while before the people of Russia get to do any political
waste disposal.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yes, thanks for listening, everyone. That's our segment on Vladimir Putin's annual call-in show. I assume he'll be doing another one any week now, given it was June last year. So maybe I'll have to cover it again on Newsfighters this year. If you're wondering, it's a bit weird with all the accents in that segment. So why not jump on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/newsfighters and watch the segment, and you can get an idea of just how creepy and a dystopian his call-in show is, by getting an idea of the set and everything. It's really quite scary. Anyways, that's News Fighters for today. I'm on holidays at the moment, so if you want to support the show, buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/newsfighters. Hit follow, like, and subscribe on YouTube and all your podcasting apps and all that. And sign up for our newsletter at newsfighters.com. And also on Twitter and Instagram at newsfighterspod. That's it. Keep fighting, and bye for now.
This is News Fighters,
where we fight the news
so you don't have to.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.